ちょっと聞いて福井。この番組は財団法人福井県国際交流協会の提供で、在住外国人を対象に外国語で放送します。
Hello everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of ちょっと聞いて福井、福井 in 5 minutes. Today we are going to talk about temporary housing and disaster victim certificates. After a disaster occurs, it is possible to live in an emergency evacuation center for a short period of time. But after the effects of the disaster have settled down, evacuation centers will close. So disaster victims will have to find a place to live as soon as possible. Those who cannot secure a place to live due to financial reasons can apply for temporary housing. That is 仮設住宅 in Japanese. This is simple prefabricated housing provided to disaster victims by municipal governments. The rent is free, but applicants will have to cover the utility costs. Applicants will also be expected to prepare their own furniture, appliances, and daily life necessities. People can generally live in temporary housing for a period of 2 years. During this period, residents will need to recover their livelihood and secure new housing. Next, we will talk about disaster victim certificates, a document necessary for various procedures. It is Risai Shomeisho in Japanese. This is an important document which municipal governments issue to verify the extent of the damages to homes lost or destroyed in a disaster. Disaster victim certificates are needed in the following situations: applying for temporary housing, reduction of taxes, partial reduction of home loan payments, receiving financing for rebuilding homes, requests for insurance money, and various other situations where support is needed. You can apply for a disaster victim certificate at local city and town halls. Sometimes temporary offices are set up at emergency evacuation centers. The necessary documents are the designated application and pictures and other materials that can show the condition of the damage. If you have a mobile phone, pictures from the camera can be used to show the damage. Disasters not only cause loss of life, they also damage homes and assets. Rebuilding takes a considerable toll financially and physically, so please use the available support policies well. The toll-free numbers for the Fukui International Activities Plaza are 0120-288-291 and 0120-788-291. The number for the Rainon International Center is 0770-213455. That's 0770-213455. This program is broadcast at 8:55 p.m. in English on the first Saturday of every month. You can also listen to it as a podcast. You'll find a link to FM Fukui on the FIA website, which is www.f-i-a.or.jp. That's www.f-i-a.or.jp. We hope you will tune in for the next edition of ちょっと聞いて福井, Fukui in 5 minutes. See you next time!